Absolutely. One, you know, we once you get through the draft, then you begin really preparing for the season, and having these draft picks and free agents come in and join this rookie class. You get started with them, kind of find out what you have. It's like opening a present at Christmas time. You know, just want to see what the present's like. So we've added some talent. You know, we've added some players that'll come in and compete for spots and for roles. And so yeah, I definitely look forward to this time of year.
What are your first impressions of Sylvester?
Sylvester, big guy, has some quickness, and very, very serious, very determined, you know, in his approach. So that's a pretty good way to begin, you know, come in here, you know, humble, but definitely ready to work and kind of man up and do his job. So that part's been very impressive.
What about Kevon Webster? Is he kind of this new breed of corner that you need to face the taller tight end, taller, you know, bigger wide receivers, guys you know what I mean?
Well, you know, we do like his size, and he can really run. So he's another young man that's come in very eager to learn, working hard, you know, in the short time that we've, you know, got to know him. You can see he's, you know, eager to get going and understands he's got a lot of work to do. And so I like the way the group really overall has been pretty good about coming in and getting to work, you know, and not a lot of distractions or not a lot of talk, kind of a quiet group, but they're just going about their business, so that's been nice.
Every defensive player that's come through here, this room coach, since the offseason program started, has said how thrilled they are that you're here and that another year start working again with you in this position. For you, how much more valuable, I guess, is this offseason can camp be now that you have a year behind you and you can do more with this defense to get ready for the season?
Yeah, it's a good thing, you know. My being back here for a second year, I know there are players here that's a new thing for them, but you know, we've got a chance to build on some of the success we had last year, and you go through and you make corrections, and you're just a little more advanced in terms of your scheme and what you can do with it and adjustments you can make. And so, you know, we'll look to do that. But you know, for the most part, it's, you know, you work hard to establish a culture. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you want to establish a way that you're going to do things and operate, and we've done that. And so now the guys coming back, we ought to be able to build on last year and go forward.
Coach, in the NFL, they say that teams take on the personality of their coaches. Has this defense taken on your personality?
I would say last year we made strides in that direction. And, you know, every year's a new year. You have to, you know, come in and commit to the work and, you know, work on the chemistry and the communication and all those things. So I don't take anything for granted, and I don't think our guys should. So, you know, one of my first messages when we all finally get together, rookies and veterans and everybody together, and for our OTAs, we'll be just that, you know, we've got to go back and work on the details and the fundamentals and the chemistry and the communication and the things that are so important to playing well. So that gives you a chance. You know, I believe in defenses that play fast and they're aggressive. And our job is to do everything we can to get the ball back for our offense. And we did that at a fairly good rate last year and want to be even better this year.
How does Vaughn's role change with Elvis's departure?
Really won't. Vaughn's role, you know, is such where he does a lot and he'll continue to do a lot. And that won't change because Elvis isn't here.
Will he face more of the left tackles, let's say, on third downs? You know, lining up on the right side?
No, not necessarily. No. No, I think, you know, we'll work through that as we go, put people in position to make plays and do what we can with the guys we have and, you know, determine roles as we go. We'll let competition kind of sort through that. But, you know, he's a special player. We're going to continue to move him around and do different things with him and utilize his talents and make it difficult for people to know where he's going to be.
With the less and less of the seven-step drops anymore and you know, just talk about how you guys are positioned to get pressure from different points, not just on the edge like traditionally with those
Yeah, that's just, you know, the game evolves. It, I think you're constantly learning. That's really always been the case, you know. But in 2013, where we're sitting here today, you certainly have to understand that space and tempo are things that are a part of today's NFL, and you've got to be able to function with the up-tempo offenses, and you've got to be able to function in space. And so, you know, you still have the need for big, strong athletes that can move and do things for you, but you've got to be able to function in space and have a plan for attacking people even when they have you in space. And so that's why you can, at the end of the day, you come up with, you know, a defense that is flexible and has some variable abilities to attack offenses from different directions and different areas on the field.
Do you think with the changes you've made, Sean Phillips and Sylvester, that you can actually have a, you know, you led the league in sacks last year, that you could actually maybe, despite Elvis's departure, match that kind of production?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that's going to be a question in everybody's mind because he was such a good player here for us, and you know, that's certainly going to be a question until the year's over and we look back and see how we did. But in my mind, you know, I approach it pretty much the same way. We're going to, you know, we're going to install things, concepts. We're going to allow people to compete, and then we're going to put the pieces in place as we game plan, get ready for the year. And do I think we can be a really good defense? Yes, I do. We have a lot of work in front of us. And, you know, my thinking really is, you know, Elvis is a part of last year. He's not going to be going with us this year, so we're just moving on. And you almost could treat it like a guy that was injured. But fortunately, we've been able to address the fact that he's not here and add pieces. So we'll find out who those guys are that'll help. You know, we're going to play 11. We'll find 11 guys to put on the field and attack offenses the way we feel we can best and get the ball back for offense.
I know you haven't had OTAs yet. It's just been phase two. But is anything in particular about Derek Wolfe coming into a second year that stood out to you?
Well, yes, in that I thought last year was a really special year for him. You know, he's called an end, but truly he's a tackle. In most of his snaps for us, he plays defensive tackle. In base snaps, which is about a third of our overall snaps, he's an end. So you could really call him a tackle first and an end a third of the time. But I thought he had a great rookie year. And the refreshing part is that he came back hungry for much more. Not a little bit more, but much more. He really has his eyes set and his heart set on being a great player in this league, and he knows he's got to work to do that. And he's come back having put in a lot of work, and he's ready to get to work. So, you know, there's really no shortcut to success. There's no shortcut to building your skill level, and I think Derek is really a man on a mission, and I like that about him. A lot of young guys come off a big year, and they would have a tendency to get into that I've got it figured out type of thing, and he's not approaching it like that at all, and that's a really good thing for all of us.
Coach, what do you think about the competition at middle linebacker?
There will be some. You know, we've got a number of guys. I mean, you know, Joe Mays was our starter last year, who's injured now, so other guys are going to get the first crack at working at it. And you know, Nate Irving was drafted here to be a middle linebacker, and he's been a backup. He's been a special teams player. He knows our system. He's working hard to get himself in the kind of shape he needs to be in, and we'll see if he can take a step forward. Stevie Johnson is a young man that caught our eye last year. We kept him here. He primarily a special teams player, backup player. He knows our system, and he's excited about the opportunity. And so Stuart Bradley is a veteran guy that has played at a high level in the league at middle linebacker. He's another guy in the mix. So, again, you know, we have a competitive situation there, and we'll let it sort itself out. And don't want to try and forecast and get into who may or may not be that guy. But we feel like we'll have good competition, and you know, for that role in base defense where you're going to play about a third of our snaps, one of those guys is going to emerge and get that done for us.
How has that skill set changed from middle linebacker in today's pass-happy NFL, and what attributes do you look for at that position?
Well, you know, you still like to have that guy be somebody that can lead your huddle, command some respect. Obviously, when people do try and pound the football at you, you've got to be able to hold up in the run game. But it's more than that now in terms of needing to be capable in space. And you'd love to have it where that guy was an every down guy. He wouldn't have to leave the field. But if you don't have that situation, then, you know, fortunately you find a guy like Wesley Woodyard that filled that role for us last year as our quarterback of the defense on sub downs. And so, you know, as I said, we'll work through it. I mean, last year at this time, none of us would have sat here and said Wesley Woodyard was going to, you know, have the year he had and fill that role for us. So it's open. At this time of year, it's open for competition. It's open for guys to grow, decide they want to be more and earn it. And, you know, one thing I promise our guys, and I'll promise them again this year, is I will play the guys that can help us win. And even if you're not a starter in one package, we're going to find a way to utilize your abilities on the field in some package to take advantage of your talents. So, you know, give us what you have and compete and be a good teammate every day.
Last question, Mike.
Yeah, Jack. Last year you had influence on taking Derek Wolfe with some of the you saw some intangibles in the guy.
I did.
That's what I wrote anyway.
All right.
Maybe I made it. But the, you know, like his hunger and his motor, even his background made him seem a hungry player.
Right.
What about Sylvester this year? What are some of the, you know, besides engaging on the blocker and that type of thing, the skills, what is it about him that makes you think he'll be a good 10-year NFL?
Well, I wouldn't put them in the same category in terms of, Derek, that was a different situation with Derek. I mean, Sylvester was highly rated by just about everybody. And so different dynamic in play. You know, I don't know that I would make a comparison there. What I would say is that both of these young men are you've watched them come in the building. They both have approached it very similarly. Come in kind of determined, serious, you know, mature in their approach. I think you're going to see Sylvester be able to come in and impact us in a similar way, but he's got a little more in front of him, you know, because Terrence Knighton can play and Big Vic can play. And so, you know, he's got to come in and earn and fight for his time. And much like Derek did last year, you know, with Ayers and Jason Hunter, you know. So that – you never know how it's going to play out, but when you come in with that mentality and that approach, that gives you a chance. And so that's what I like about the way he started here, is that he's come in very determined, very serious, very mature, very much about his business. And that's good for all of us.